Now, Paul is going to start off by saying, therefore, I beg you, the prisoner of the Lord, that ye walk worthy of the calling with which ye're called. Now, here is the thought. He said that we were dead in trespasses and sins. That's the condition of the lost. You just don't go out to the cemetery. You don't send the top sergeant out there for him to say, attention, you know, give a command, and then forward, march. I want you to understand something very clearly. If you say that, there won't be any marching. Oh, there won't be any marching, friends. Nobody's going to move. They got to have life first. So he's not talking here to unsaved people. And I must say, oh, we're delighted to have you if you're not a Christian, but I want you to stay on the sidelines and listen, because this will tell you what God would ask of you if you're going to become a believer. And then when you look around you, you'll know whether the saints that you know are living as God wants them to live. This, by the way, is a very nice program to have in your hand to see whether the saints are. Now we have here that these instructions are given to the new man, not to the man dead in trespasses and sin. The world is saying today, and the religions are saying, do something and you'll be somebody. God says, be somebody, and then you can do something. Now we have it. Verse 1. Therefore, I exhort you, I beg you, I, the prisoner of the Lord, that you walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. Now, therefore is a connective. It is a transitional word, and it's in view of all that God has done for the believer that's been stated in these last three chapters. Now, in view of that, therefore, and Paul is a prisoner because of his position in Christ. The man seated in the heavens is also seated in prison, and he's there because he was a witness to the Gentiles, and he's telling them that. Now, I'm a prisoner. I beseech you, a prisoner in the Lord. And beggar beseeches the same word that you have in Romans 12:1. This is not the command of Sinai with fire and thunder. It's the gentle wooing of love. I beseech you that you walk worthy of the high calling. I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now here, it's to walk worthily of the calling. Now it's a call to walk on a plane that's commensurate with your position that's in Christ. Paul said to the Philippians in 1:27, only let your conversation, that is, your manner of life, your lifestyle, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. So ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. He says in Colossians, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And in 1 Thessalonians 2:10, your witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. Now he says, I beseech you to walk worthy of the gospel. Now, friends, people may not be telling you, but they're smelling you today. They are sniffing you to see whether you're genuine or not, whether you're a real child of God through faith in Christ. And the only way they can tell is by your walk. How do you walk through the world? And by the way, it's not so much how you walk as where you walk. You remember John says, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship with him. That's to walk in the light of the Word of God. How much time do you really spend in the Word of God? Don't you know that your children know how much time you spend in the Bible? Don't you know your neighbors know? Don't you know that the people in the church know how much time? And then we talk about fellowship with God. We have to walk in the light. And what about the man outside? I heard this story years ago. It was over in Memphis, Tennessee, that there was a man, one of these men who gives out tracts, and it's fine to give out tracts. I think it's a ministry that requires a lot of prayer, and it ought to be done with a great deal of intelligence. And this man was handing out tracts. And he handed one to a black man. The black man said to him, "What is this?" The man says, "It's a tract." The black man handed it back to him. He says, "I can't read." He said, "You say it's a tract?" "Well," he says, "I can't read it, but I can watch your tracks, and I'll see what kind of tracks you make." May I say to you, that was the greatest sermon that Christian ever had preached to him. Somebody's watching his tracks, not reading the tracks he's giving out. That's the thing that's important. Now, Paul says, on the basis of the fact, I'm a prisoner. I'm in prison for you Gentiles. I beseech you now, not a command, but I beseech you,